The Omaha Area Youth Orchestra has opened their 59th season with an all-orchestra concert at the Holland Performing Arts Center on Sunday, October 29th at 6:30 p.m., directed by Aviva Siegel, Peter Wilger, and Patricia Ritchie. The concert will feature the Youth Concert Strings, Youth Conservatory, Youth Philharmonic, and the Youth Symphony. And Aviva Siegel is here this morning. Good morning. Thanks so much for coming in.
Good morning. Thanks.
It's always so much fun to talk to you because you get so much pleasure out of music. I mean, that's true, isn't it?
Absolutely. This concert will be a wonderful opportunity to hear our tagline, which is listen to the future. And there's nothing quite like working with young musicians, just creating the future of music.
What do you find in music that the rest of us may be missing?
Well, I think I get to experience it in a brand new way, because every time I get to do a piece, even if it's something I've done a million times, like, oh, say, Night on Bald Mountain.
Once every 4 years.
Once every four years.
Is that about enough?
Because, yeah, our musicians love playing it. And usually around the two-year mark, I start having musicians beg me, please, please, can we play Night on Bald Mountain? Oh. Please? And I'm like, well, actually, we just did it, you know, 2 years ago. But the thing is that every single time, their excitement kind of carries me, carries the day, and it's really fun to always be having something new in a piece that maybe I know quite well.
Yeah, so I tease this as your big concert, and, you know, just looking at the sort of number of orchestras involved, It's going to be fairly substantial in terms of numbers of people. Do they all play together at some point during the program?
Unfortunately, no. We have looked for some pieces that would do that, but that's one of those logistical nightmares. But what the great thing is that they all get to hear each other.
Yeah.
So they can remember what it was like when they were younger, and the younger ones have a place to look for and say, hey, that's where I'm going to be.
No such thing as a musical super, the person that marches on carrying an oboe but doesn't actually play it, right?
No, I think probably the closest thing to that is maybe a percussionist. But
yeah. So on this particular concert, what's new this year is you have a collaboration with Opera Omaha and one of the rising local stars of opera.
We are really excited about that. That's a new position for Opera Omaha. It's the Holland Community Opera Fellow. Her name is Jessica Johnson Brock, and she's fabulous. Mm-hmm. She really does a wonderful job of bringing the love of opera to young musicians. And she's also great at making connections across the community. She's singing an aria from Norma's Bellini, and she actually quickly made the connection. Hey, you know, the Film Streams is showing that, so we were able to get that information out to our musicians. It was a great way of connecting the community through the love of music.
Well, it's a good reminder how far music extends into various facets of our lives, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you also have the winner of your concerto competition. What exactly is that competition within the orchestras, and how do people win that?
It's within the orchestras. Any of our musicians who have played in the orchestra the past year and will play in the year that they actually have their solo can audition. And oftentimes, I would say more often than not, it's a violinist who wins. But this year it was a violist.
And she thought it was a joke, right?
She did. She said,
why is that?
Is this some kind of joke? Well, of course, there's always the whole tradition of viola jokes, but there's also something about the personality of a violist.
Really?
There's so much inside the orchestra. They're really the ultimate team player.
Yeah.
And so, and you know, all that richness of an orchestra, it's so crucial. That richness of the sound really comes from those inner voices.
Mm.
And then to have that out front is, of course, always a lovely treat. And hearing Jenna Renard, our concerto competition winner, is definitely a wonderful treat.
Yeah. You're sharing the stage with two other conductors, Peter Wilger and Patricia Ritchie. What sort of part will they play in this?
Well, Pete Wilger conducts our youth debut orchestra. He's new to the OAYO program as a conductor, but he's been a coach. He's been a supporter of the program for many, many years. He is the director of bands and also teaches some orchestra at Central High School. So he's certainly no stranger to the Omaha music community and has always been doing a wonderful job. We're really, really excited to have him on board. And Patty Ritchie is a wonderful music educator. She's the director of orchestras at Millard West. And once again, just one of those pillars of the music community. And one of those things that makes my job so wonderful is getting to work with all the unbelievably fabulous music educators here in Omaha.
None of this happens without supporters, volunteers. None of it happens without the kids who actually come to play with you. How do people get more information about how to do all of those things?
Well, for any of those things, you can call the OAYO office at 402-238-2044, and we would love to have you in any of those capacities.
And the webpage is oayo.org. Aviva Siegel is with the Omaha Area Youth Orchestras. I'm sure there are plenty of opportunities. Thanks so much, as always, for your time.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.